Let me just jump on over here, though, to the opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. With locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, Southern Immediate Care is epic good at what they do. They are open 7 days a week at all locations. They will see all ages. And oh yeah, they are indeed the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we are proud to have them. All right, let me just say, there's that old saying, hindsight is 20/20, right? I mean, you can always see better backwards when you know how things have already worked out. You can play the shoulda, coulda, woulda game in your mind. You can wonder what could have been. Now, some would call that living in the past or living with regret, but there is a lot to be said for taking a moment to analyze your past actions and then, you know, try to gain from it. Not as a form of self-punishment. I'm not talking about second-guessing every decision made in life. But if we don't have some measure of past reflection with the desire to learn from it, then we lack maturity. Maturity is based in part on the ability to learn from life and not make the same mistakes twice. I mean, should I have taken the risk? Should I have said no? Should I have done this or that differently? Well, you go with what you know at the time, right? We all, hopefully, examine our options at any given time and lean in with some measure of forethought and make the best decisions we can at the time with the facts we have available right then. And truthfully, sometimes we don't. I'm wondering right now as I watch the news if any of the young skulls full of mush who were skipping class to tear down the American flag and call for the death of Israel are going to look back years from now and realize how absolutely asinine they were during this time of their lives. Some of them are about to lose Ivy League scholarships. We've already seen some lose internships, fellowships, and future job opportunities. Are they laying a path for themselves that they can learn from? Or are they charting a course from which they may never recover? Now, I don't know how many of you are children of the 80s like me, but it was a cool time to be in high school, man. It was the age of video arcades, the Breakfast Club, and cassette tapes that were playing in your Sony Walkman. Girls had big hair, disco was dead, and nobody knew how to program a VCR, but everybody had one. And then there was the music. Everything from arena rock to Michael Jackson's Thriller. I never could do the moonwalk, by the way. Huey Lewis made it hip to be square, and somehow Aerosmith came back to life. I can also still do most of the lyrics to Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. That's for another time. And then along came MTV. Now, if you're like me, you were late to almost everything because you had to watch just one more video because they were only 4 minutes long. Never mind that if you watch 10 music videos, you burn most of an hour. Every rock star, pop star, hair band, and diva had to have a music video. It was all the rage. And some of them, they just should have stayed off TV, if you know what I mean. Video killed the radio star more times than we can count, and nobody, I mean nobody, burned down their own career and tanked their own future more than just one guy, Billy Squire. Now, if you were like me then, the harder rock was your favorite. I saw the original Van Halen in Birmingham in 1981, and yes, it was epic, and yet it was epic loud. I liked Billy Squire stuff. It was rough and ready. You could play it in the football locker room, get fired up for practice. It would come on while I was driving my 68 Mustang around South Huntsville, and I'd hit the button on my 60-watt Krako power booster and listen to Billy Squire's stroke coming up out of my Jensen triaxle speakers. Yeah, buddy. Those were some good times. Billy Squire burst on the scene in 1981 with the song My Kind of Lover. Then there was Lonely as the Night, Everybody Wants You, In the Dark. It was a series of hard rockin' hits that made him the king of rock for a couple of years. I mean, the man had 5 top 10 mainstream rock hits, 2 of which hit number 1, 2 top 20 singles, 3 consecutive platinum-selling albums. I mean, the man was on fire. He could do no wrong. Billy Squire. And then along came the worst advice that anyone has ever given anybody in the history of bad advice. In the summer of 1984, Squire was one of the top acts in the music scene. He had just produced a new album with a song called Rock Me Tonight. So the bad boy of rock was somehow convinced he needed a rock video that wasn't really a rock video. And what followed was the most epically bad, visually awful representation of everything his image was not supposed to be, that to this day, Squire blames that video for tanking his career. No kidding. The director put him in a pastel pink tank top, had him flailing, skipping, and prancing, and I mean like literally prancing, around a pastel-lit bedroom, crawling around like some kind of bikini model across the floor, and then writhing around on satin sheets on an oversized bed. He didn't have his band. He didn't play his guitar. He lip-synced while he danced like a drag queen. It was awful. I mean, every detail in that video just raised more questions than answers. Things like, why is there a pink smoky elevator that opens into the bedroom of his loft apartment? And why does the fire escape outside his window have a spiral staircase? One pundit even went so far as to ask, who choreographed this? A cranky 5-year-old who just learned how to snap their fingers? So, yeah, it was the worst video of all time. It has actually since been branded as one of the worst videos of all time by MTV. And soon thereafter, Billy Squier, his record sales dropped, he stopped selling out arenas, and he faded away like stonewashed jeans in Pac-Man games. All because he got so full of himself that he thought he could do no wrong, and he took some advice that led to his downfall. So yeah, going back to my original point, hindsight is 20/20, and Billy Squier has openly expressed regret at the fateful decision to allow himself to be portrayed as something that he was not. But if you get down to it, it was also a self-inflicted wound. So yeah, back to these kids that are now protesting on college campuses. Nothing new in the big scheme of things, really. I mean, college protests are not a novel issue. They've been around for a while. College kids have protested civil rights and social issues and aired their grievances with society with all the maturity of a tadpole for decades. But I don't recall ever seeing the level of vitriol that we're seeing in the current protests. I mean, they're out there right now literally calling for the death of people, tearing down the flag of their own nation, the nation that actually gives them, ironically, the right to have a say in the first place. Students believing that there is nothing to see here when they wear masks and then cast threats and then act shocked when some college administrators, some of them, actually suspend them or even disenroll them. But I thought I was the golden child. I thought that if I yelled my support for Hamas and burned the campus flag and tore down the statue of Thomas Jefferson and caused all my Jewish peers to lock themselves in the school library while we screamed about something about a river and a sea, that the school would respect my rights. You mean it's a decision that can affect you later? Yeah, we do. You mean I might lose everything while standing for literally nothing? Yep, just like that. You could have been the Billy Squier of your time, but then you had to go and make that one video, right? You had to go do that one protest. You had to get out there and call for the death of somebody. You had to actually fight the police when they came to tell you to move your tent off this campus lawn. I hope that somewhere, someone is able to talk to some of these kids. I mean, I respect the fact that they have passion. I want them to know they have a right, an actual right, to their opinion. But you can take the best and you can make it the worst in the blink of an eye. You can take a future and you can throw it all away in one fell swoop. And then suddenly, all you got left is hindsight. Well, here's hoping that some of these kids learn from it. Now if I can just go back to the future. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Billy Squier, man, tanked his career on one video. And I'm just curious, are these kids about to tank their lives off a protest over which most of them have no clue what it is they're saying by literally calling for the death of someone or the rise up of terrorism or, for that matter, just burning their own campus flag and destroying property? I look at it and think, you don't even know what's happening, but you're risking your entire future so you can skip class and be part of a protest. Not that kind of protest. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.